Choice Yerushalmi, corresponding to Choice Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the second last line of the page, Shal, Rabbi Matthew ben Cheresh. Shal Rabbi Matthew ben Cheresh et Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Shemata, Arba Chalukei Kapara, Shehaya Rabbi Shmuel Derish. Rabbi Matthew ben Cheresh asked Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, did you hear the four divisions of Kapara that Rabbi Shmuel used to expound? Amalai Shloshahein, Chutz min Hatshuva, that there are three excluding tshuva. One pasuk says, and that's in Yirmiya, Perek Gimel, pasuk Yudalad, return, O wayward children. And another pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Lamed, because on that day it shall be atone for you. And another pasuk says, and that's in Tehillim Perek Tes pasuk Lamed Gimel, I shall punish their transgression with a rod, etc. And another pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Chof Beis pasuk Yudalad, this iniquity shall not be atoned for you until you die. Haketzad Ova Amitz Ase Va'asa Tshuva Einez Az Misham Ad Shiyim Chaloi. How do we resolve them? If he transgressed a positive mitzvah and he repented, he does not move from this place until Hashem pardons him about it. It says, and that's the pasuk in Yirmiya, return away with children. One who transgressed a loisah, say a negative mitzvah, and he repented, immediately tshuva suspends and Yom Kippur atones for him. About this, the pasuk says, because on that day it shall atone for him. Of al kriyse the mitzvah based in the mezid, ha tshuva Yom Kippurim mechapim mechzer, vayisurim mechapim mechzer. All of a kasev oimer, afakati v'sheret visham, v'negoyim avinam. One who transgressed kriyseis or mitzvah based in intentionally, tshuva and Yom Kippurim atone half, and affliction is atone half. About him, it says, I shall punish their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Avar mi shenischal al shem shamayim al yodoi ein koyach lele tshuva litlois lele Yom Kippurim lechaper lele yisurim lemarek lele tshuva Yom Kippurim toilin umisa merekes im ayisurim. However, one through whom shem shamayim was desecrated, tshuva is not able to suspend, Yom Kippur cannot atone, and afflictions cannot cleanse. Rather, tshuva and Yom Kippur suspend, and death cleanses with afflictions. Alav akasav oimer im yichupar avon azeh lachem atimusun ha'alamadnu sha'amisa merorekes. And about this person it says, that this iniquity shall not be atoned for you until you die, and this teaches that misa completes it. Amar Rabbi Shisa Yerchanon, Zu Divrei Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, and Shisa Yavar Chachom Baimim, Seir Mishtalech Mechaper, Veim Ein Seir Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Rabbi Yerchanon said that this is the opinion of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, but the Chachom say that Seir Mishtalech, the scapegoat, atones. If there's no Seir, then Yom Kippur atones. Kate said Mechaper, how much of the day is needed to atone? If they were on a Kol Shehu, Rabbi Zera answered, any amount of the day atones. Ruchananya Oimer Basif, Ruchananya answered, it atones at the end. Ma Benehoin, Meis Miyad, Adaita Dubi Zera, Kippur, Miyad, Adaita Dubi Chanina, Lai Kippur. What do they differ about? If one died immediately, means on Yom Kippur. According to Dubi Zera, he's already atoned, and according to Ruchananya, it did not atone. Ama Zera, Umasnisa Messiah, Ruchanina, Choymer Basir, Mashu'im, Bayom Kippurim, Bayom Kippurim, Mashu'im Basir, Yom Kippurim Mechaper, Beloi Seir, Rosir Eni Mechaper, Ela Beloi Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Zera says that a brisa support for the Chananya, there's a stringency in the goat not found in Yom Kippur, and a stringency in Yom Kippur not found in the goat. The Yom Kippur atones without the goat, but the goat atones only with Yom Kippur. Rosir Mechaper, Miyad, Yom Kippurim, Mishitaksha. There's a stringency in the goat, that the goat atones immediately, but Yom Kippur atones only after dark. Amo Vuna, Itosev came Rabbi Yirmiya, Umar, Tipate, Shahibadata, Nabi, Seir, Acher, Leaviyai. And Rabbi Huna rejects this and says, now I asked this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, and he said, you can answer that the case is that the goat became pasul, and they intended to bring another goat, and they didn't bring, as long as they intend to bring a goat, Yom Kippur does not atone by itself. Amrav Yosi ve'ena kodesh boruch uvoye es ha'noilad v'yichapim yad. Rav Yosi asked that doesn't Hashem see the future that they won't bring another goat? According to Rav Zeira, the day should atone immediately. Rav Yirmiyah Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak boy stoka at seotam derech chatoim to defra ragle chasidav yishmor in the late from who yalid saigun saiga v'kara in tari. Rav Yirmiyah quoting Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak asked a question. The pasuk says, and that's in Mishlei Perek Yigim pasuk Vav, charity guards him who is steadfast in his way. And then pasuk Vech in pasuk Chav Aleph it says, evil will pursue the sinners. And then there's another pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis pasuk Tes, he shall guard the legs of his pious ones. And the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel pasuk Lamed Daled, if one goes to the scoffers, he will scoff. And these psukim imply that Hashem guides tzaddikim to do mitzvahs and rashaim to do averus. Does Hashem make a fence and close the gate in front of rashaim to withhold mitzvahs from them? Mechini saigim saigim v'taran tara elekine. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Shomer Adam Atzma v'Aveiro Pam Rishona Shniya Ushlishis Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meshamroi. The answer is yes, he makes the fence and closes the gates, like Rabbi Yirmiya taught in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. If a person guards himself from Aveiro the first, second, and third time, from now and onwards Hashem guards him. And on the other hand, if one accustoms himself to sin the first, second, and third times, evil will pursue him. Shneimar Hein Kol Leila Yifal Kel Pa'amim Shalosh Im Gavir. And we have a source from this in a pasuk in Eov, in Perek Lamagimel, pasuk Choftes. Behold, Hashem does all of these twice or thrice with men. Meaning that Hashem will do all of this if a person guards himself three times. Amar Bizeiro, v'chud le'dele yosev le'i, v'chud meshulash lo'i b'mehiri yinatek, v'olam, inksev kan ela lo'i b'mehiri yinatek, v'en ha'tchachas aloi mifsik. Bizeiro said, as long as he does not retract from his righteousness. As the pasuk says, and the triple thread cannot speedily be torn. It doesn't say it can never be torn, but rather it won't speedily be torn. If one pulls on it, means he retracts from his righteousness, it will snap, meaning he will not be guarded. Rav Huna, quoting Riyabol, said that there's no forgetting in front of Hashem, but it's as if, for the sake of his soul, Hashem does become forgetful and he overlooks one Aveiru in order that merits will outweigh Aveiras. And we learn this from the Pasuk, Noisei Avoin, that Hashem who forgives iniquity, it's written, the word Noisei is written without a vav, as in the word Nasa, which is Nashi, like the word Nashishi, which means to forget. And we support from a pasuk that David also said, you've forgiven the iniquity of your people, you've concealed all their sins forever. We come to the next Mishnah. Echad Yisrael ve'echad Kehanim ve'echad Kohen Mashiach. Ben ma ben Yisrael le'Kehanim le'ven Kohen Mashiach. The Mishnah says that Yisraelim, Kehanim, and the Kohen Mashiach, who's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, are the same, means that the Sfiha HaMishtaleach atones for them for other Aviras. So what's the difference between them? Ela Shadam Apam Chape al Kehanim, I should say Al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. However, the difference between them is that the bull of Yom Kippur atones for the Kehanim for Tumah and the Mikdash or with Kodshim. Veshimon Oimer Kishem Shadam Seir Hanaf Bifnim Chape al Yisrael Kach Dam Apam Chape al Kehanim. Veshimon says that just like blood of the inner goat atones for Yisrael, so the blood of the bull atones for Kehanim. Kashem Shividuyov Shosia Mishtalech Mechap Al Yisrael Kach Viduyov Shepa Mechap Al Kehanim. Just as the confession said over the goat sent to the Azazel atones for Yisrael, so the confession said over the bull atones for Kehanim. The Gemara says, V'lo Taninan Mashiach, V'lam V'lo Taninan Mashiach. The Gemara says that the first Tanna began Yisraelim, Kehanim, and Kohen Mashiach are the same. In the Sefer he didn't mention Mashiach. Why didn't he mention the Kohen Mashiach? In Tema Vedoshish Bechiv Korban and Kaiman Yos, Lotonin Mashiach. Granted, if we discuss something that has a Chiv of Korban, then it's fine that we didn't teach Mashiach, because the Yerushalmi holds that the Mashiach is exempt for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. In Tema Vedova, Shutesha Ein Boy Chiv Korban, Lama Lotonin Mashiach. However, if we discuss something that has no Chiv Korban, why wasn't a case of Mashiach taught? Ashvachtani Beklein Mashiach, the Amvado Shein by Chiyav Korban and Kaimim. The Gemara says, well, Abaisa was found that teaches Kaim Mashiach, and this teaches that we discuss a matter without the Chiyav Korban. Am Rav Yosi Bavun, Vafid Tema Vado Sheish by Chiyav Korban, Na Ser Kazodim. Rav Yosi Bavun answered that you can even say that we discuss a matter with the Chiyav Korban, the Kapar to Seh Mishaler is like from Ezid, but the Tema Bezodim, Ser Kapar, the Kapar Seh Mekipurim, This is, as you say, that Mevid needs Kapara of Seh Mishtaleh and Kapara of Yom Kippur, and so here he needs Kapara and Kapara of Yom Kippur. There's no source to distinguish Kapara for Koyen Mashiach regarding Mevid. Yamad Chai, Melamed She'asid Lamus. The Pasuk says about the Seir in Vayikra Perik Tezayin Pasuk Yud, you shall stand it alive, and it teaches that Seh Mishtaleh is destined to die. Amasai hu chai, until when must it be alive? Ad b'chalem mechapeh ha-kodesh, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's until b'chila mechapeh ha-kodesh, until the giving of the blood of the inner goat. Rishimun ha-imeh ad chaset, vidui, and Rishimun says, until and including the time of vidui, of confession. Adaita de Rabbi Yehuda, she say, ein avidui ma'akev, adaita de Rishimun, she say, vidui ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, vidui is not ma'akev. According to Rishimun, vidui is ma'akev. And without it, the kapara doesn't work. My maskim be nehoin. What do they argue about? I should say now the following sentence: Shalchu b'lo vidui adatu b'yudin ein sach lavi seir acher adatu b'shimun sach lavi seir acher. First answer is that if it was sent away and pushed off the cliff without vidui, he just says that he need not bring another goat, and b'shimun says he must bring another goat. And she say af par kein shachta b'lo vidui adatu b'yehuda. She say ein sach lavi par acher. The second answer is also the bull is like this. If he slaughtered it without vidui, Rabbi Yehuda says that he need not bring another power, and Rabbi Shimon says that he must bring another power. And it should say the following, we skip the next two lines. If vada v'shachtoi v'nishpach adam, adam v'sach lavi par acher, v'sach l'tvada, pam shnia o yetzu v'vidui harishun. The Gemara asked that if he confessed, slaughtered it, and the blood spilled, you say that all agree that he must bring another power because throwing out the blood is ma'akev. According to Shimon, must he confess a second time or he fulfills obligation through the first vidui? Af seya mishtaleach kein shehu tzarech lahagril pam shnia oikva yatsa shtei agrola shorishin. And the Gemara also, we can similarly ask about seya mishtaleach. Must he do another lottery or did he fulfill his obligation through that of the first? And the Gemara does not answer these questions.